The budget Governor Walker presented the state Tuesday night did not contain any unexpected announcements. He revealed the biggest a few days ago. He wants to cut funding for the UW system by 13%, and he wants to borrow money to help the Bucks build a new arena in Milwaukee. As Marge Pitroff reports, Walker did not mention the arena in his address. He did highlight policy changes he wants to make and said he would make good on his promise to lower at least one tax. Wisconsin has been anticipating a substantial deficit over the next 2 years, but Governor Walker says his budget for 2015-2017 is balanced, and yet he says it will lower property taxes.
Property taxes by the end of 2016 will be lower than they were in 2014. That means lower property tax bills for 6 years in a row. How about that?
Walker announced $200 million more in state support for schools spread over 2 years and additional money to fight certain crimes, such as child sex trafficking. But most everything else appeared fairly flat, except when it comes to the UW system. He did not cite the amount he wants to cut from state universities, reportedly $300 million, while freezing tuition for 2 years. But Walker touted the plan as bold. It would also give the system more autonomy to run itself.
Now, recently, some have raised concerns about this proposed reform. These are some of the same claims we heard 4 years ago when Act 10 reforms were first enacted.
Act 10 gave school districts control over teacher benefits and rules, while Walker cut funding for schools by hundreds of millions of dollars.
Today, our graduation rates are higher, third grade reading scores are better, and Wisconsin ACT scores are second best in the country.
On another education matter, the governor's budget would lift the cap on Wisconsin's school voucher program, opening it to many families statewide. Other policy issues include new requirements for people applying for government assistance. Able-bodied people wanting food stamps would have to enroll in a job training program.
Now, some might claim that that's making it harder to get government assistance. We're not. We're making it easier to get a job.
Walker did not mention the fact that he intends to borrow $1 billion to fund transportation projects and $200 million to help the Bucks build a new arena in downtown Milwaukee. What he did cite is that state borrowing would be down.
This is the lowest it has been in a decade.
While Walker says his budget will create a government that is limited yet effective, Todd Barry sees the status quo, even when it comes to borrowing. Barry is president of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
It's just like the last budget when we borrowed almost $1 billion. We've been kicking the can on transportation for over a decade, and we're going to borrow again.
Barry says the reality is that Medicaid spending, providing health care for those in need, will continue grabbing two-thirds of new revenue in Wisconsin. So the state doesn't have a lot of money to shift. As for Walker labeling bold his plan to cut money for the UW system in exchange for autonomy, Barry claims the idea is not new, although Wisconsin would do it in a different order.
It's the trend in American public higher education. Virginia did it years ago. Michigan's been doing it. It's very common. The reason it's getting a lot of griping is they're going to do the cut before they give them the autonomy.
Reaction to the governor's budget components run the gamut. The legislature's budget committee will now begin sifting through the thick document with political debate to follow. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.